Yeah, the what's the day before All Saints? Now the Eve. Now in India, do you have Halloween? You celebrate Halloween? Oh, you're lucky. Since Martin Luther, October the 31st has become Halloween. The evening, the vigil of All Saints. Before Martin Luther, there were others, and notably two Johns, John Huss and John Wesley. Both were priests who had lost their faith as the real peasants. Sisters, this is the main reason for such wide breakdown of the Catholic Church in one once very Christian, even Catholic countries. Priests must keep their faith strong in their own priestly power to change bread and wine into the living Christ. Then the Council of Trent. We have quoted several passages from the Council of Trent's definition on the real presence. Who remembers our sisters and the Latin? Because I did quote the Latin. What is the Church's definition about the real presence? The whole Christ, Latin, totus Christus continetur, remember, is contained, sua, under, speciebus, the appearances, the physical properties of bread and wine. The properties of bread and wine remain. What is removed by the words of consecration? What is removed from the bread and from the wine? They are what?
Substance.
Please, sisters, do not forget that. There's nothing more important I can share with you in these weeks that I'm in Calcutta. The words of transubstantiation, remove the substance of bread and the substance of wine. What remains are only the properties that we can see, touch, taste, and weigh. And the Council can define it is the totus Christus. What does that mean? The whole Christ, continetur, is contained. Remember what we had on the board? Contained. Within. Inside of. What are the physical properties of bread and wine? They are real. The properties are real. Well, the properties, the weight, the size, the shape, the taste, the properties are real. Well, the properties have lost their substance, and the substance replaced, and now what replaces the substance of bread and wine? The whole Christ, the totus Christus. Whatever else you forget, and sisters, in what I told you, we know only as much as we remember. In other words, I've taught for too many years. I've taught too many students for me to communicate ideas. Does not mean that those that I'm speaking to have learned what I say. We must remember, our minds must remember not just words, but the ideas behind the words. Otherwise, and I mean this, our minds are empty, honest. And consequently, to know, that's what the Council of Trent defined. And this is the revolution going on in the Catholic Church today. And I was so happy, sister. Well, sad in one sense, but happy in another. To know that, now I don't know what country, where the priest, as sister asked, can the priest give communion to the people before he receives himself? I don't know whether that was India or another country. But whatever country that was in, I know what's going on in the United States. Sisters, remember the parable of the two sowers. The first sower sows wheat. Then during the night, what happened? An enemy came along and sowed weeds, cockle. After a while, both began to sprout. The workman asked the boss, should we pick up the weeds that are growing up? Oh, he said, it's risky. Let them both grow up together, and then he will pull up the weeds and burn them, and the wheat he'll put into the barns. And sisters, please remember, in the world today, there are two sowers. Am I clear? There is Christ who is sowing the truth, and there is the devil who is sowing lies. And among those who are believing these lies, as we sadly know, are those who have been either bishops or priests and can mislead many people. Sisters, once... Oh, that's a good clock. Once the Church solemnly professed her faith in the Real Presence, who can remember the name of the Pope who had the heretic Berengarius profess his faith in the Real Presence? Molto bene. Sisters, I'm not sure Sister Freddie would give me permission, but I would like to. Well, we have a little over a week left. Remember, at least maybe 25, maybe 50 dates in the Catholic history that everybody should remember. And we will continue after the break, because there has been, from the early 13th century, there's been a marvelous development of doctrine on the Real Presence. And sisters, I think I should say this, except for the Real Presence and reservation of the Blessed Sacrament and adoration of the Holy Eucharist, there would not be now in the Catholic Church any religious communities of women engaged in apostolic work. Do you hear me? No way. For 1,500 years, the Church forbade, do you hear me? Forbade any women religious to engage in apostolic work outside of the monasteries. It is the Holy Eucharist that enables you women religious to do the humanly impossible, to be dedicated, consecrated women, at the same time engage in the apostolate, which you know how well you know is, well, what shall I call it? Seductive, tempting, and for the mind is very hard. Hardest thing in the world to come by, sisters, is the apostolate and contemplative interior love of Jesus Christ. To be continued. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, Gloria Patri, et Filio, et Spiritus Sancti, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Mater Divinae Gratiae, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. 4:30 exposition, right? And 5:30 class. Thank you.